Hey everyone, I'm Katie, your host. Welcome to Anatomy of an Agency. This podcast shares the real life experiences of people in the public eye who work in the business of sport and entertainment. Whether you're looking to work with talent or for your own representation, we hope to give you honest insight into how things work, the good, the bad, and everything else in between. On this episode, I'm chatting to GB's most successful ever female diver turned BBC pundit who'll be on TV screens during Paris 2024, Tonya Couch. I asked her what it was like, age 13, to get a letter saying that she was going to be funded to become an Olympian.
So basically, I am pretty much off with the fairies. I'm only young. I'm diving to have fun, not to be an Olympic champion or anything like that. So I was handed this letter and I remember seeing congratulations, but I don't think I even read it. I was like, Mum, Dad, take the letter. And I just carried on chatting with my friends. And my mum and dad were over the moon. They couldn't believe it. They were like, look what you've achieved. You've done this and you've done that. And I still didn't really understand what a big deal it was until I went to the training camps and see what it was all about. But yeah, I just used to dive for fun because I absolutely loved it. And I think that's what's helped me achieve all my goals.
And when was the first time on your journey, right? So you're 13 and you're already basically starting on your Olympic journey.
Yeah.
You're still going to be a teenager when you go to the Games for the first time. When was the first time that somebody said to you, oh, you could be making money outside of diving. You could be capitalising, because you didn't have social media, right?
I know.
So when did someone say, you might need an agent, you could be doing deals, you could be the face of brand campaigns?
Yeah, it was a tough one because down in Plymouth, we are so away from all of that agencies and stuff like you guys are in London. So we weren't very aware of it or very sure of what an agent kind of was. But somebody did mention it. So I think I got into an agency. Oh, I don't even remember their name. Nothing happened. I didn't earn any money from the agency or anything like that. But I was earning money from diving. And, you know, sometimes a makeup brand wanted to approach and do a photo shoot and I earned money from that. And it was just strange because I was doing school and college and I was earning money. And my friends were like, this is nuts. And it was a shame that I kind of switched off from school because I thought, this is my goal, like, this is my life. Luckily, it happened, and I didn't need school, but I do not recommend it to anyone. Keep yourself in school, which I do wish I did. But, you know, life moves on, and yeah, agency was very strange to a Plymouthian girl, very strange. There was no one down there that could, like, be our agent, nobody.
But what about, so when you retired, so you went on a very similar journey to Tom Daly, right? Mm-hmm. You're in Plymouth, you're great friends, boy, girl, diving, both Olympians in your teens, etc. And yet Tom has this kind of entire plan for what's going to happen in his life after sport, which you can see even before him retiring.
Yeah.
And your experience was really different.
Very.
Why do you think that happened?
When Tom's dad was alive, I think he was very hands-on with Tom and finding him an agency. They obviously moved to London, well, Tom moved to London quite an early age because that's where all the business happens. Whereas I was very family-orientated. You know, I didn't want to leave my friends. So we had very different outcomes. And I'm just a very home bird, as they say. Straight away, Tom's reaching for the stars and I was just living my best life, trying to be the best diver and the best person I could become. So I think that's, maybe I should have moved to London. It might have helped, but I just loved Plymouth. So I think that really made a difference. And Tom obviously did so much work and a lot of money. And I was just living my best life with my friends, family and diving and trying to do what I needed to do.
But now you're a mum.
Yes.
And Hunter's 8 months old. So mm-hmm. We don't know what his sport's going to be. But we know he's going to the Olympics.
He's going to his first Olympics. That's right. With me.
What would you do differently? Or would you do anything differently? Because there are pros and cons to your experience, aren't there? Because on the one hand, you might not have had the commercial opportunities of other people. But on the other hand, you've actually been quite happy and not had struggles with your mental health and had your family around you. Yeah. What would you do if Hunter, age 13, got a letter saying, right, you're going to get funding, we think you've got what it takes to be an Olympian?
Well, to be honest, I would do what my parents did and see how my child is, happy, unhappy, wants to be pushed, doesn't want to be pushed. Like, I didn't want to be pushed. I wanted to push myself, but I didn't want the pressure from parents. So, like, there was one time I wanted to give up, probably because I just had one bad competition, which is silly. But I did want to give up. And instead of my mum and dad saying, you need to do this, you need to do that, they said, you would be very silly to give up. You have a lot of potential, but it's down to you. And because they said that, I was like, no, I'm doing this and I want to do that. And that's what I would like to do as and be as a parent. 100%. I want to be there for him like my parents were for me.
Have you ever had any really bad experiences working with brands and felt, you know, you're very easygoing, Tonya. There are not more easygoing people out there.
Thank
so
you.
If you've had an experience where you thought that was a bit unpleasant, it probably was shockingly bad.
Yeah, you're probably right. There was a sports brand I worked with and we were shooting at Crystal Palace Diving Pool, it's not there anymore, at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I think I travelled there after a competition. It was either a competition in Canada. It was a long, long night, a long day and night. And I think they hardly used me because they just used everybody. And I did bits, but the brand was meant to be what like for me. And so I was waiting around and you're waiting in the dark at night. I'm falling asleep. It was just awful. And all of that hard work, they didn't even show it anywhere. So I remember coming home thinking, what a waste of my time and my mum and dad's time. Because they had to take me. I was only young. But yeah, I can imagine if I thought it was bad then, it probably was horrendous.
Thank you to Tonya. If you'd like to hear more from Tonya, please do tune into the episodes coming up with Tonya, Tom Bosworth and Heather Fisher, two of Tonya's fellow Olympians. We'd also like to hear what you think about these episodes and what you'd like to hear more of. So please get in touch on social media at Good Vibes Only Talent. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.